yesterday. That's the Beatles on Nova 103.5. The sky's the limit with Fly Namibia. We get to check in with young Namibians who are making their mark and making a difference. And today I get to speak to Melissa Uises. She's a 26-year-old Miss Namibia finalist who also works as a financial assistant for Fly Namibia West Air and is currently pursuing her bachelor's degree in accounting. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, David. I'm so happy to be here virtually.
Sounds like a very, very busy life there. Financial assistant, pursuing your bachelor's degree, and a Miss Namibia finalist. I mean, have you got the same number of hours in the day as the rest of us?
You know what, David? I wish I could have additional like 16 hours at least, but somehow I'm able to manage. And I think it's also because of the great support that's coming from Fly Namibia and even just the rest of my support system. They're allowing me to do other additional things while helping me with others that I cannot take care of. So I have a team right behind me.
Oh, there we go. Always good to have that team behind you. I mean, you've obviously made your mark as part of that Fly Namibia team. And now you're stepping into that a different kind of spotlight. I mean, from a financial assistance, pretty much behind the scenes. But now you're stepping right into the front line as a Miss Namibia contestant. What inspired you to enter the competition?
Well, you know, David, I've always loved pageantry. And I think along the line growing up, when you become a teenager, you tend to grow insecure. So I kind of stepped away from it. But then there's always this thing where when you have a dream, it's always stuck and it always keeps on coming back. It's a reoccurring thought. And entering Miss Namibia was one of those things. It was a reoccurring thought. And I felt within myself, I need to participate this year, especially with my advocacy. I want to push it. I want to ensure that it is a household name and brand. So that's why I have that desire and full energy just to take it with both hands.
You're mentioning that advocacy there. Obviously, that's your passion there is vocational education, mm-hmm. empowering young people. You've got an initiative called NAM Tech Ed. Tell us a bit more about NAM Tech Ed and why it is such an important cause for you.
Right. So NAM Tech Ed is the bridge to technical education. I've come to realize that there are not a lot of organizations that highlight and emphasize on vocational education, especially with Namibia being a very developing country. And so we need more youth to have those skills so that we don't necessarily rely on foreign information or expertise in order to build our country. Because especially when you consider the oil and gas industries or the green hydrogen industries, we need people who are great electricians, we need people who are boiler makers, etc., etc. So essentially, I'm here to help and build Namibia in whichever capacity that I can.
Oh, there we go. You did mention we were talking about, the hours in the day, and how you had to pursue this dream because it is that recurring thought. And I think, yes, there are a lot of people that have those recurring thoughts and they don't necessarily act on them and they just sit there one day, hopefully don't become a regret. But I think, unfortunately, for a lot of people, they do. What message would you give to other young Namibians who have those thoughts, but, are just a little bit maybe insecure or wary about pursuing them?
One thing I believe in, especially my faith, plays a very huge key role in my decisions, the choices that I make. But then one thing I've learned about a reoccurring thought is that if it's good, if it builds you, if it helps you to move forward, and especially if it helps you to build your community, go for it. It may seem scary at times, or it may seem like you don't have all the necessary resources or means to do it. You need to go out there, because I've come to realize, especially with my small jewelry business, I always thought to myself, okay, I don't know enough people, I don't have enough resources. But then the moment I started, people started appearing, or like opportunities started coming. I had to go out to markets, I had to display my product and all of that. So you need to push yourself, even if it's just for that one day, and that one day can make you realize that, you know what, I want to do it again and again. And that's what it really fuels the fire with you to keep on going.
So, speaking about this, the sky being the limit, in terms of you and then the sky not being the limit, carrying on boosting higher and higher and higher, what impact are you hoping to make, both as your Fly Namibia journey, but also beyond the Miss Namibia stage even?
Right. I think I can, proudly say that I hope so, that I'm the only Miss Namibia contestant that has worked at Fly Namibia. So I hope I'm already in the books of history regarding that. But then I also want anybody coming after me to know that they can pursue other meaningful desires that will add value to themselves and whoever they're working with. And my advocacy and what I stand for, it goes beyond just now. It's something that will carry on, whether it's after my tenure or during my tenure as Miss Namibia, potentially as Miss Namibia. So I really want to leave a lasting impression and impact and make the youth know that they can pursue technical education courses so they can improve themselves and become leaders of the society.
Melissa, thank you so much. And we look forward to carrying on watching that journey of yours, both with Fly Namibia and on the Miss Namibia stage.
Thank you so much, David. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.